bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch.
Alrighty, hello everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope you're past, I guess, more like 2 weeks instead of a week and a half, maybe even 3 weeks. Hope everything's been going good. I've just been very busy. I mean, I got back from LA, and then just being like exhausted, plus house hunting is a serious struggle. I gotta get into that a little bit because I'm stressed and annoyed at the same time. Yeah, but mainly I'm gonna talk about what happened in LA. And then talk about this most recent party I was at, and then house hunting situation. And yeah, so that's what it's going to be about. Now, let's get into it. And I just realized while I was recording this video, I had sweat on my lip, but fuck's sake, sweat is gone now. Okay, so LA. Make sure my mic's on good. Yeah, mic is good. Let's do this. So it was about 9 days, more like eight though, that I spent there. Oh my god, my dog wants me to throw a freaking stuffed animal. And honestly, it was good. Like, I had a good time, but I think I had more fun the last time I was in LA because I did a lot of more like touristy type of stuff. And this time around, I did a lot of freaking driving and like more shopping and everything at like Walmart and Target and Ross Dress for Less. Stuff like that. Oh, now the dogs are playing in the backyard. Yeah, so I went to like 9 or 10 different Targets and like 9 or 10 different Walmarts because I was trying to find these weight loss pills for myself and my mom. They're called Allie, but it's actually like Oralstat. It's the only FDA approved weight loss pill. This one you can get over the counter. You can get it prescribed, but you're only supposed to take it if you're like obese. But technically, I'm considered obese because my BMI is 25. So 25 is average to obese. So I'm like, cool, guess I'm obese. Like, nice. Yeah, so still struggling with weight loss and working out and stuff. Because I finally went to the gym like 2 times, I think, since I got back from LA. Whoops. But then I also walk the dogs a lot now since I've gotten back home. Because I definitely need to get out of the house more. And then I'm getting my mom to come with me too a lot of the time as well. But yeah, so went to Walmarts, multiple Walmarts to find these products. So once I finally got them, I was done going to Walmart. Other than getting like some munchies and water and stuff like that. And then I went to Target to find some products, some skincare products, because SLMD skincare is what I usually use. And I noticed that the normal products are gone. So I'm like, where the fuck are the black and white boxes? Because they're easy to find. And I'm looking and looking and looking and I'm like, what the fuck? Then I randomly find this like trial thing. I think it's like a 30-day trial period or starter kit that you get from them. And it's white and lime green. So I was like, what the fuck? It was 70% off. So I'm thinking that she's like clearing out all of her product or something. And I don't know if she'll get more at Target, but I was kind of disappointed. But then I managed to go to like I said, like 9 or 10 different Targets, and I cleared out their shelves. So I think I came back with 7 packs, like 7 30-day trial things. They're $15 basically USD. They're 70% off. So it came to 15-ish each, but yeah, so it's like $50. I don't know if it was 50, whatever. It was very expensive normally, though. And, of course, they didn't have any, like, regular full skincare stuff for it. So I was kind of bummed. But at least I got something. And then I got some other skincare products that were on clearance as well. It's, what the fuck is the... Hero. The brand's called Hero. So I got some, like, lightning skin color... It's like lightning pads for your skin, like on your hyperpigmentation skin, because I have like acne scarring and stuff. And then I also bought like this lightning wand that also helps with scarring and everything. So I've been trying that. I also got a scar on my freaking arm still from, well, I had a scratch originally from when I was cutting all this wood. If you're looking on the camera, there's a pile of wood over there. I was splitting it all and then I had carried a piece and it fell off my arm and I cut my arm and now I have a dark ass scar. Let's see if I can show it on the camera. Which is like really annoying. So if you're looking on the screen, you can see where my scar is. I'm like, it was a very basically a surface level scratch. on my skin. I didn't scratch it or anything, moisturize it, and what happens? I still get a fucking scar. I hate my goddamn skin. It scars so easily. Oh, there's Charlie. He's joining in. Yeah. So I got some of those, and then I had went to a bunch of Marshalls. Dogs are running again. And managed to get some makeup, some like Jaclyn Hill cosmetics. got a tickle in my throat. And what else? I got some Drew Barrymore Flower is her brand, some concealer, and then more Jaclyn Hill cosmetics, like lipsticks, or they're more like a lip cream, I guess, or not really a lip stain, but yeah. So I got a bunch of those. It was mainly that. I didn't buy any clothes because honestly, their stuff there is basically the same price as ours. So why would I buy the same clothes for the same price, but then I'm converting it times 1.43 or 1.34 or whatever to see what the conversion rate is. So it's just about double the cost. So it's like, why the fuck would I buy that when I can just get it here for regular Canadian dollars? So that was my shopping experience there. I did drive down to Rodeo Drive, managed to find parking for free, shockingly, for like, I think it was 2-hour parking that was free. So I went to a Parkade, walked up and down Rodeo Drive. It's definitely a tourist trap because what the fuck can some normal person buy there? Nothing. Everything is expensive as fuck. It's all brand name, like Louis Vuitton, Dolce & Gabbana, Prada, blah, 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 like all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I definitely couldn't buy anything. So I just took videos and pictures all the way up and down Rodeo Drive. That was my Rodeo Drive experience. This little bitch of a dog, she just jumps over the fucking chicken wire fence. Fucking asshole. If you can see the chicken wire fence, it's like 3.5 feet tall. And she just scales it. Little bitch of a dog. I don't know why I keep yawning. What the fuck? Yeah. So after Rodeo Drive, I then went to a Shake Shack. And I did get a milkshake. I should have gotten a more normal basic one because I got this Oreo thing. And it was way too fucking sweet. I couldn't even finish it, to be honest, because of how sweet it was. It was way too chocolatey too, so didn't fully get that done. Yeah, so then after Rodeo Drive, where else did I go? I had went to Hermosa Beach also and Venice Beach. When I went to Venice Beach, so when I was, whoops, I just about dropped my phone. When I was in LA, I didn't realize that a hurricane was coming towards California. So no wonder the beaches were windy and a little chilly and overcast. Because everything was getting ready for that tropical storm. It was more of a tropical storm than a hurricane that hit there. But either way, it kind of sucked for me. And I don't know why I went back to Venice Beach. I don't really like it. It's really like hippie vibes and stuff. And this time it was super busy on the beach that I was not going to go lay in the sand. So, yeah. I just walked down the boardwalk. The other way I didn't go last time. So now I've seen it all. So if I do go back to LA, I won't be going to Venice Beach because there's nothing else for me to see. I finally saw Muscle Beach. Nothing that impressive, honestly. It's just a small-ass gym outside. That's it. Ignore the camera angle. My nose is fucking itchy. Yeah, so I took some pictures and videos of, like, the Muscle Beach area. Nothing impressive. I thought it was going to be cooler. There was maybe, like, 2 or 3 people working out. Nothing too crazy. I didn't see any celebrities, so that was really annoying. So I was hoping to see celebrities. I saw none. Oh my god. Now Phoebe wants pets. Phoebe. Say hello. Oh, she just gave me a wet willy. She wants pets. See if I can do this. Pets and podcast. Okay. There we go. So I was hoping to see some celebrities, but I saw absolutely none. So that kind of fucking sucked. Date-wise, I only saw 2 different people. I was supposed to see, like, at least 3, but the one guy had to cancel multiple times because of the writer's strike and the actor's strike. So he got a different job so he could pay for his mortgage until the strike is over. The strike's fucking up a lot of people's lives. Yeah, so couldn't see him, so that sucked. And then I saw the one firefighter guy that I saw last time. That was good. We went to some, like, pub place. It was okay. Yeah, nothing too fancy or great or anything. And then, of course, like, every day I was there, I had a freaking migraine, except for, like, the last 2 days. I'm thinking it was because of the pillows at the Airbnb. They fucking sucked. They were, like, fluffy, but then as soon as you lay down on them, all the air left. So you're flat on the bed. And the bed was rock solid. I can deal with a hard bed. I can't deal with shit pillows because then my neck is fucked, which equals my head is fucked because now I got migraine every single day. The amount of painkillers I took while I was there, absolutely ridiculous. Like, I probably now have, like, a tolerance up, which will make sense because I had a migraine the past 3 days and nothing was working other than a nap. So that fucking that wasn't a good time. It just hasn't been a good time lately, honest to God. Yeah, so then, of course, when I hung out with the one dude, we banged. Shocker. But I think I'm kind of over it. Honestly, I feel like I'm kind of over, like, fucking in general. Because I'm kind of like, what's the point? I'm not really, like, super enjoying it or anything. I don't really like anybody. Well, I kind of somewhat like someone, but it's like, it's not going anywhere, so... Well, probably won't go anywhere at this rate. Fuck, there's a fucking bug above my head. Yeah. So, it was also, like, basic, boring. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, it just... I mean, at least he finished this time and didn't, like, stop himself. So that was okay. But it was just, like... You know when you're hanging out with somebody and you expect something to happen, so then it just does? That was kind of the vibe. And I was just, like, not... into it, you know? Yeah. Oh, my dogs are staring at Penny because Penny jumped the fucking fence again. Yeah, so probably won't do that again. Probably won't do him again because it was not that great. And I don't even know when I'll go back to LA because this time it was not that fun. So, as shitty as that is to say, I had more fun last time than I did it this time. At least I actually got the products I wanted, like the Ally pills and then some SLMD skincare. I was able to find some more. Packing was a bitch because my big luggage was a little bit over, but they didn't charge me. They managed to just, they were like, fuck it, and just put it on, which was good. Yeah, so after that, then I hung out with a new guy. And this new guy that I met on Tinder or Hinge, I don't remember which one it was, but he was super nice. And oh my God, we went to his parents' house because there's, well, situation, he's house-sitting, blah, blah, blah. He didn't re-sign his lease, yada, yada. So he was house-sitting. And this fucking house, you guys, was massive. It was like a castle. I mean, I've definitely seen bigger houses, but I haven't been in bigger houses. Like, this house was fucking huge. I would say it had at least 8 bedrooms, at least. Or 8 rooms. Well, at least 10 rooms. But at least, like, there were so many bedrooms. And then there was a tennis court and a pool, a jacuzzi, a pool house, and a bocce ball court. Oh, and a guest house. Did I say a guest house? I don't even know. But this house is fucking huge. Gorgeous. Definitely old, like, Victorian type style vibes, the entire house. Like, the amount of photos that were in that house was insane. What it really reminded me of was a dynasty. Like, if you ever watch the show Dynasty, they have pictures everywhere and, like, big family portraits. That was the vibe. So... that was very different because I've never experienced going to somebody's house and it was like a dynasty looking like situation. So that was cool. Super nice though. We didn't end up hooking up, sadly. Never even kissed him, but honestly, I had a migraine. Whoops, I popped out the cord. So I never made out with him or anything, sadly. I had a migraine and ended up leaving early. My stomach hurt so bad. Oh my God. We ordered some pasta. It was some penne... pesto pasta, ravioli, and I think it was like garlic bread or something. And it was good, but it was definitely greasy. And holy shit, literally. I was not good about a half an hour after eating. Otherwise, because we went back into the jacuzzi and I was like trying to survive, trying. And I just couldn't. I couldn't make it. I had to leave. Otherwise, I probably would have, like, at least made out with him or something. Like, he was, like, this guy's, like, husband-type material. I'm talking, like, top-tier type guy. Super nice. And I think he's 33, 34? Yeah, I don't know. Super great, though, which sucks because we didn't spend any more time together because then he got busy and I couldn't go see him again. So luckily I saw him the day I wasn't really supposed to see him. I ended up seeing him. So that worked out well. All right, so as I was saying, I didn't get to spend much extra time with him because he got busy and everything. And that sucked because I would like to hang out with him again, but no. And of course my body had to act up and I had to go to the washroom a lot because my stomach was fucking upset. Great, great, great times. Great. Yeah, then after hanging out with him, I didn't really hang out with anybody else. I did go for a hike, though, and I ended up hiking to a waterfall, so that was pretty cool. I am working on putting out my LA vlogs, my first vlogs, from the first trip. Still working on those. I had so much content that it's really hard to edit all of it by myself and go through everything, because I had content from my phone plus a camera, and then I had it from just my phone, but then also Snapchat that I was putting, and Facebook. I had way too many duplicates of a lot of things and photos, so still working on that, y'all. Yeah, so working on that vlog. I did finish vlog 1 and vlog 2 of trip 2. I have them already uploaded to YouTube, but I was trying to put a freaking description on my computer for the YouTube episode, like for the vlogs or whatever, but then YouTube would freeze. So I'm like, cool, now I gotta try and do it on my phone and try and put the description on there, because on my computer apparently it won't work. Fucking awesome. Yeah. So after the hike, I was definitely exhausted. Oh, now I got a dog hacking up grass. Okay, so the last of the LA trip, my flights there, it got delayed multiple times. The first flight was delayed like an hour and a half to 2 hours because a dog had some sort of incident underneath the airplane. But they said the dog was okay. So I'm assuming it got out of its kennel. So I assume it just pissed and shit everywhere and they had to clean it up and then unload the plane and then reload the plane. It was like fucking hell. Yeah, so that sucked. But I made it to my other flight exactly on time. Literally, they were boarding the plane while I was getting off the other plane and running across the whole fucking airport. Made it through security fast. So that was good. My flights back home, they were all fine. Nothing bad happened. Everything, I think, was pretty much on time. Well, I think the last flight was delayed like 20 minutes to half an hour, which wasn't too bad. So I had time to have a coffee and then just like chill and relax. Yeah. But all in all, I do not know if I will go back to LA, well, anytime soon. I feel like if I go back, it's going to be for a person or persons. I won't just go to go. It'll be to go and hang out with people and see people, and that's it. It's not going to be me hanging out and shopping and doing nothing by myself. Because I was ready to go home by like day 7, to be honest. Yeah, but you'll see everything in the vlogs when I get them released on YouTube. I just gotta put the fucking description for the YouTube episodes again because it didn't save on my computer, of course. So I gotta do it on my phone. Yeah. So that's that for the LA trip. Next was house hunting. So house hunting is extremely stressful and also kind of upsetting. I've looked at 2 houses. There was 1 house we went to and I was really annoyed because I actually really liked it. And then, of course, we literally find out when we left the house that there was already an offer accepted on the house. So, of course, they didn't tell my realtors before we got there that there was already a deal accepted. So I was really annoyed because it was like the perfect size, good price and everything. So then I was pissed. Then I find another house that I'm like, this house is really good size. It had like basically 4 rooms because it was like a small room that walks into a big room. So I was like, awesome. It was on a crawl space and there was like some shifting and stuff in the floor. And I had to get the structure looked at. And like the backyard is big and everything. Everything else is good. I get the structure looked at. The structure's fucked. Absolutely fucked. To the point that the person that I had go underneath, which was like one of my sister and brother-in-law's like good friends who does construction, shout out Brandon. He looked at the structure and everything was basically fucked up and way, 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 way too much work to do. So there goes another fucking house. So now I'm going to go check out 2 houses tomorrow. Hopefully 2. For sure the 1. But I'm waiting for the realtor of the 1 house to contact my realtors so I can set up a time so I can go look at them after work tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. Because, like, they're good prices and decent sizes. So we'll see what they look like in the inside. That's the only struggle. Because you just never know. Pictures can be nice or ugly, and then inside could be nice or could be totally ugly. Pictures are very deceiving, to say the least. Yeah, so that's a fun time, and I'm still trying to pay off my fucking line of credit, which is really hard because I went to Minot the weekend after I got back from LA with my siblings and my mom. So then there was another $500 I spent. So it's like, so it's probably about $1,500 that I spent total from LA and Minot. So paying that back, fun time. So now I'm at a standstill on my line of credit, paying it back because I'm paid bi-weekly and getting money is not easy. So yeah, fun shit. Went to party this weekend at my neighbor's house. Of course, I had a migraine once again. Yes, started the other day on Sunday. Because Monday was a stat holiday. And then, of course, my upset stomach. Fun shit. So, I managed to get rid of it, sort of. Had an upset stomach, so I would, like, go to their house, run back to my parents' house, go to the bathroom, feel better, let the dogs out. So, I'd come let the dogs out when I go back to my parents' house while I go to the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. Met some newer, well, new-ish people, I guess. There was one girl that I met there. Very nice. And, like, her boyfriend. He was also seemed nice. But, damn. Relationships look one way on the outside until you find out information about the inside. That's all I can say. But, yeah. Did I get dick this weekend? Nope. Of course not. That dick appointment never happened. Once again. Cool. But then I'm also like, do I really want to have sex? Sometimes I'm like, oh, a relationship would be fucking fantastic. Other days I'm like, what the fuck is the point? Like, why? I can just like chill by myself and be perfectly fine. Not have any drama, not have to worry about anything. And plus, I'm gonna go off birth control now for, we'll see how long. I don't know how long. Maybe a month, maybe two, maybe forever. Who fucking knows? Because I'm trying to figure out why I'm not losing weight. When I do work out, I am active. You know, if I don't work out during the day, or like after work, sorry, I go for walks on my breaks at lunch, which can be 20 minutes to a half an hour. And there was like, oh, you only need a half an hour of exercise, or 20 minutes of exercise a day, or whatever. So I'm getting more than that. But then I'm also like working out after work. I go to the gym or take the dogs for a walk now. Something. And I'm just like constantly bloated and not losing anything. Like, how am I? Right now, I'm 141 pounds. So what in the fucking shit, y'all? I used to be, well, high school, I was like 120. And then, of course, when you're out of high school, you gain weight. And, oh my God, dog in my face. Charlie, can you move, please? I'll throw your lamb chop. Sorry, y'all. So, out of high school, of course, you gain weight. And then I gain like 10 pounds, I think. It's a 10 to 15 pounds out of high school. So I'd rather be back to 130 and be toned than this 141 bullshit. And my diet isn't horrible. Like, my during the week for work, I eat like every hour. So I have vegetables and fruit, chicken and rice for lunch. And then, like, I have a yogurt with flaxseed. That's like ground flaxseed. I don't know why it tastes so good, but I put it in my yogurt and it's delicious. Yeah, and then I like watermelon or honeydew, cucumbers, sometimes peppers, stuff like that. Like, healthy shit. Raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries. Like, and then when I get home, that's when I'm going to have the carb. And then I can kind of like hold myself over. Sometimes I have a little bit of candy or junk food, but not a lot. Like, not enough that should be making me hold on to this weight. Yeah, so my plan now is to go off birth control and try that. But my TMI, my period this time has been ridiculous. Not in like flow-wise, but like pain-wise. I think it's causing me migraines and headaches. Well, the smoke outside didn't help. And then my cramping has been ridiculous. Like, that I feel like I'm going to throw up. That's how bad it's been. And then I gave myself my Ajovy needle for my migraine the other night. I just about threw up and passed out from the pain. It hurt so fucking bad in my thigh. And I made sure I put it where there was no muscle possible. And it still fucking hurt. And I just about passed out. Yeah. So that was not great. But yeah, that's... Oh, now the dogs are going to go bark. But yeah, that's pretty much it for... Oh, dogs... So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's kind of a roller coaster of shit,
emotions and information, and we'll see what happens in a week and a half. So stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube and follow me on Instagram, TikTok, all the above. Everything is in the description. There's my link tree. All the information is on there. If you want to sponsor the podcast, go check my link tree out. The contact information is on there, like my email, my Gmail is on there. Yeah, hit me up for a sponsor, and soon I'll have more guests on the podcast. But stay tuned in a week and a half, because there'll be another episode, and you never know what tea's about to be spilled next. Bye, bitches.